The Laws and Customs of Tisha B'Av, A Summary and Checklist, Part 2. Learning Torah on Tisha B'Av. It is forbidden to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av with exception to the parts of Torah relating to the mourning period or tragic occurrences that occurred with the Jewish people. Thus, it is prohibited to learn Chumash, Navi, Ksuvim, Mishnah, Talmud, Halacha, Agada, and Medrash. This prohibition applies throughout the 24 hours of Tisha B'Av. Nonetheless, there are some exceptions, as we will now explain. Thinking words of Torah. It is disputed whether the prohibition against learning Torah even applies to one's thoughts without verbalization. Practically, one is to be stringent, although if a passage of Torah enters one's mind, one does not have to remove it, as only initially should one not begin studying it. Regarding giving halachic rulings, a Rav may give halachic rulings on all subjects relating to Tisha B'Av, but subjects that don't relate to Tisha B'Av, he must abstain from giving halachic rulings on unless it is necessary for that day or involves a sick person who needs an answer. It is permitted for a Baal Kairi to review the Torah reading to prepare for it. Regarding children are included in the prohibition against learning Torah on Tisha B'Av, and hence they are not taught Torah on Tisha B'Av. The following is the list of the permitted subjects that may be studied on Tisha B'Av throughout the day, being that they involve tragic occurrences. One may study Eiv and its commentaries, the tragic parts in Yirmiyahu, skipping the verses that deal with Nechama with comfort. One may study Medrash Eicha, and so was indeed the custom of the Rebbe Rashab. The third chapter of Mayit Katan Elu Megalchon may be studied. The story of the Chorban in Maseches Gittin, pages 55 through 58, may be studied, and so was the custom of the Rebbe Rashab. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, page 104, may be studied. The story of the destruction in Josephus may be studied. And, of course, one may study the laws of mourning of the three-week period in Tisha B'Av during this time. The Paiskim bring that it's only permitted to study these matters superficially. However, to dwell into them very deeply, receive joy from the learning, is forbidden even regarding these subjects. Greeting a friend. It is forbidden to greet another person on Tisha B'Av. Thus, one may not say Shalom Aleichem or Good Morning. And if one's friend will be offended if he is not greeted, then you should explain to him the concept of the prohibition. All this is regarding initiating a greeting. However, responding to a greeting is permitted, such as for somebody who forgot or doesn't know the halacha said to you, Shalom Aleichem, Good Morning, you are allowed to answer him back, but you should answer him back in a melancholy tone, in a mournful voice. Melacha, working on Tisha B'Av. Today, the accepted custom is to avoid doing any form of work on Tisha B'Av if the work requires some time to be performed, being that one should not remove his mind from the Avelus from the morning. This restriction, however, only applies from the night of Tisha B'Av until midday, as after midday it is permitted. All work which requires only minimal time to perform, such as lighting a match and making a knot, may be done even prior to midday, as the issue is simply that one should not do work that entails effort and removes one's mind from the morning. Thus, reading a novel, watching or reading the news and the like should not be done until midday. Even housework should be avoided from being done until after midday. That includes sweeping, mopping, doing the dishes, etc. Tidying the house, one should wait till midday of Tisha B'Av to do so. After midday, the tradition is to specifically do so to prepare one's home for the coming of Mashiach. It is permitted for one to have a Gentile maid do work on their behalf even prior to midday, so a maid can do housework. Likewise, all work that is needed to be done to prevent financial loss may be done any time on Tisha B'Av. Food is customarily not prepared for after the fast until after midday. On Tisha B'Av, one should diminish from his honor and pleasure as much as possible. Thus, one is to avoid going on pleasure walks on Tisha B'Av and should avoid gathering in groups. During sleep, one should diminish his comfort. Some go to the extent of sleeping on the floor or placing a stone under their head when they sleep. The Chabad custom is not like neither of these approaches, but nonetheless, one is to diminish in their sleep in some method, such as if he normally sleeps with two pillows to sleep with one, and the like. Pregnant women and people who are weak, and it is difficult for them to diminish in discomfort in their sleep, are permitted to sleep as usual. Sitting on the ground. Starting from the night of Tisha B'Av until midday, one is to sit on the floor or on a low stool and not on a bench or chair. We will now discuss the morning customs that are applicable even on Matzei Tisha B'Av and the tenth of Av until midday. So being that the Heichal, the Kodesh, and Kodesh HaKadoshim were set afire on the ninth towards evening and burnt until sunset of the tenth, Therefore, it's customary to continue the three-week, nine-day customs of mourning restrictions until that time, until midday of the 10th. This applies in all years with exception to a year that Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos and was pushed off to Sunday, in which case the next day, Monday, is the 11th of Av, in which case we are lenient even prior to midday. However, in years that Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday and Monday is the 10th of Av, then it follows all the restrictions of a regular year till midday of Monday. The restrictions are as follows. Until midday of the 10th, one avoids eating meat and poultry, drinking wine, one avoids bathing for pleasure, one avoids haircuts, one avoids doing laundry, one avoids wearing freshly laundered clothing, and avoids music. It is likewise proper to avoid marital intimacy on the night of the 10th on Matzei Tisha B'Av. Likewise, it's proper to avoid saying Shehecheyanu until after the 10th. This concludes part 2 of our series of lessons on the laws and customs of Tisha B'Av in a summarized fashion. And Emir Tashem, in a third lesson on the subject, we will go into the detailed laws of the prayers of Tisha B'Av and the halachic details relevant to it.